So we're sitting in the green room. Who are you?
So this is how we started already.
No, we're just sitting here with the microphones for fun because we're comedians.
I'm Gordon Downs, and you're in the green room of the American Comedy Company in downtown San Diego.
What's your title here?
That's a good question. Really? I mean, I guess comic. Do you remember that Happy Gilmore?
No.
You don't remember the movie Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler?
I've seen it a long time.
He's a hockey player, and he made him play golf. And Carl Weathers, he was like a golf player who had he was missing a hand, but he worked at that country club where Adam Sandler played golf at.
Yeah, and your point?
That's me. I'm Chubbs. I'm the club pro, I guess.
Okay, I hope to get to your level one day.
It took about 9 years.
They gave you an email with the domain.
Yeah.
That took 9 years. Yeah, and I'm over here like, should I apply for manager or?
Give it a shot. You never know.
I'm qualified. You said that you studied communications too.
It was at a community college and...
Okay, so I'm more qualified than you.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you want to, like, what are you gonna... Are you gonna...
I'm joking. I just started doing comedy like 2 months ago.
Are you going to run a three-quarter tape machine? Then yeah, probably. Three-quarter tape
Three-quarter machine. Tape machine.
Those are really kind of archaic.
I'm too young, so. Is it like this Pac-Man thing? Is that what you're talking about?
No. That's a Pac-Man coffee table that a lot of comics will do cocaine off of.
There's a platter of chips and snacks. There should be like a platter of cocaine as well, because there's a little tray of like joints too.
Today's a free show, so we don't have...
I got a goodie bag of weed. I had a lot of fun with those joints.
Oh, yeah. That guy, he's got a lot of weed. Well, it's got you hooked on marijuana again, so God bless.
Yes. Thank you for the relapse.
I mean, it's medicine in California, so...
I mean, I don't give a shit. It's making me a little bit less structured. It's making me less motivated to do things that I don't want to do.
The marijuana's making you less structured.
But that's okay. I'll do them when I have to.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not pressing, then, you know, that's...
That's the beauty of being me. No one's going to ask me to do things that are like life or death.
This is going to be exciting.
It's just annoying because they're always like, best of San Diego. And I'm like, I didn't even get to audition.
It's a term that Mitzi created to describe the door guys and the regulars at the Comedy Store.
I know, but I wasn't invited and I feel... left out.
Yeah, I guess that's where the open mic does come in. That's the open invite.
That's how I got booked here.
That's right.
And Madhouse as well.
You know, those two clubs are the only ones that are given back to the comedy community.
Madhouse just like needed a chick on the lineup.
I think every show needs a chick on the
lineup. Yeah, exactly. And I can be that chick.
There's not lots of female comics in San Diego, but it's good to have more.
There were at the gangbang.
Well, that's because I booked females for the gangbang. I mean, I booked almost 50-50 men and women on that lineup, so.
But the open mics have a different ratio where it's like 99% men.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be any open mic in any city.
Do you think that because I'm a woman, I shouldn't be doing open mics?
No, God, everyone needs to be doing open mics.
Because I've never seen any of those girls at open mics.
Oh, them? Jesse hangs out. Danielle used to hang out. She's got a lot of kids and the thing. And the other ones, yeah, you know, they need to hang out. No, you should be doing open mics. I think anyone that wants to pursue stand-up has to pay their dues at the open mic level.
Absolutely, and it's a good place to try new things and humble yourself.
I think humbling yourself is very important in this business.
You have to. I mean, sometimes I pretend like I have an ego, but I don't.
It's good to have an ego, so that way when you do well, you can flaunt it. You'll be like, that was magic.
But wait until you do well before you flaunt it.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, get into it, but definitely just, you know your role. You know what I mean?
I don't know my role.
Learn your role.
Will you tell me if I'm fucking up?
I won't be around you all the time.
Will you tell me if you hear that I'm fucking up? No.
Yes, sure. That I will agree to do. I'll be like, hey, Everyone's talking shit about you.
Don't do that because that will give me anxiety. But like,
everyone thinks you're sneaking food into the clubs and your purse.
There's food here.
You have an amazing pan-seared snapper.
How old are you?
Currently?
No, yesterday.
35. This is actually my birth month, so I'm a Virgo.
And how does that make you feel?
Indecisive? That's what Virgos are.
I was supposed to be a Virgo.
Really?
I was a preemie.
What are you?
A Leo.
I don't know anyone before or after, but I don't know what the sign is.
It's the best. Sun sign, so everybody revolves around me. I have Madonna's birthday, so we're the same.
Oh, wow. Ciccone.
Ciccone?
That's her last name.
She has a last name?
Yes.
Crazy. What's Cher's last name?
That I don't know.
Sauté scallops in a nonstick pan, they won't stick. That's why it's called fucking nonstick. I don't know what nonstick means in Texas, sweetheart, but fuck me.
Yes, chef.
Last night, a homeless person threw a dollar at me 3 times. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Then he started screaming later. I was like, do you want the money back? Like, I didn't know. It was really weird. They threw money at me. I was not naked or getting naked. They threw it at me. And was I not supposed to pick it up? Like, that's what you do with money.
But a homeless man did that?
Yes. Isn't that a trip?
Did he look like he was newly homeless?
I don't fucking know. I think he was homeless. He wasn't a comic. And why else would you be sleeping next to the building?
I don't know. Anytime like a homeless person tries to hand me something, I just assume it's covered in urine or like semen.
Yeah, I put it in my bra.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff. It's like, oh, what is that? Thank you. Let me put
this. If it's anything else, I'd be like, no, thank you. But it's a religious thing.
Yeah, I know. If a homeless person tried to hand me a dollar, I'd be like, oh, he just wiped his ass with that. This is a joke.
Yeah, actually, somebody else was telling me not to take anything from the homeless.
This is the Jake Paul and his brother have a fucking hidden camera show.
I'll have to blacklight those $3. I got $3.02. I made money being a comedian.
You're going to get yourself a Gatorade.
Gatorade.
H2O.
No, I'm going to invest it in something.
Gatorade.
Gatorade.
And you think one Gatorade is going to go up in value? Actually, inflation's on the rise. This has become a really interesting podcast.
It is very unusual. I think what's more unusual is that you did accept the money.
I'm Jewish.
I didn't know that. And secondly, still, I still feel like you have shelter, you have a home, you're in complete control, at least it seems, of your mental faculties. If a vagrant tried to give me their money, I would be like, oh, no.
Would you be insulted by that or flattered? Hey, here's a good question. If a homeless person...
I don't think we have any answers.
That's why I'm going to ask you. Okay, homeless person throws money at you. Are you insulted or do you take it or are you...
I am confused as fuck why they're throwing money at me.
That happened to me last night 3 times. But the same homeless person.
That's right.
You sound older than 35. Can I see some ID?
It's the coughing from the marijuana that I'm smoking.
You sound like an old man.
It's because I'm smoking marijuana and I can't breathe because there's smoke.
Because COVID? Yeah,
smoke
same.
In my lungs instead of oxygen.
Yeah, that's the goal.
There's a reason I'm coughing and you're not, so your listeners understand this. I'm smoking a reefer joint.
I just smoked. I have lungs of steel. I'm just kidding.
Do you say you're just kidding frequently?
I cut it out of the podcast.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I cut everything out pretty much, except for the funny stuff, which is sometimes. Because I always feel like you're judging me, and I feel like I have to say just kidding. Other people, I feel like I don't have to.
Really?
I feel like I have to apologize a lot to you, too.
I know. Are you Jewish or Canadian?
I'm definitely a Jew.
What was your question initially as I was coughing?
I'm not sure. Oh, no, I forgot. And he hit me up. Can you keep it down? Thanks. Wow, it's a full house. Look at that.
I love that the guy's practicing the intro because he's not used to hearing his voice amplified in a room.
Yeah. That's funny.
It is funny, but a couple of guys do that, and they just like to get it, you know. You know, so whatever. It's it's there. I think it's in the protocol. It's in the guidelines that they have to do a dry run. Who is that? It's Gabe?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right.
Hi.
Gabe.
You want to be on the pod? Hilarious.
Do you smoke before your shows?
I try not to, because I get really just, I'm just not good. It's just anytime I'm like, if I'm overly stimulated by anything else besides like my nerves, it just gets weird.
Oh, you see, I mean, you like don't go to like a strip club before a comedy show?
I mean, I don't go to strip clubs in general, but that's because it's too close
to. You don't watch documentaries before a comedy show?
No. Before my set, okay, I'm usually on the trolley because I don't drive.
Way to emasculate him.
Thanks a lot, man.
I can even hear you now.
You're cutting me off at the knees here, man. I'm kidding.
She was like, what kind of car do you drive?
And I was like, I have 3 DUIs.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Triple threat?
No, I don't know. Before I'm going to do a show, I'm usually just thinking about the jokes I like, trying to remember the tags. And do you guys ever like have like a weird urge to poop before you do a big set?
No. You're not supposed to eat before a show. And no, not unless you did like a really big bong load or a really big dab and it loosens your bowels.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, like I'll not have to poop all day. And then for some reason, before I do time, like I'm always like, why do I have to poop right now?
Yeah, as long as you wipe your hand, wash your hands, you know. Wipe your
hands. I try to. Like, I got a good one out, but I'm afraid, like, my nerves will hit and then I'll have to poop again for some reason.
Oh, like the crowd doesn't know that you just pooped. You have that over them.
I find it gives me, like, a little bit of an edge, though. Like, there's, like, a sense of urgency when I'm on stage sometimes.
That's right. You want to paint the picture of you pants down, crapping.
Right? Let them know I really have to take a deuce.
I'll be honest, this podcast took a turn for the shit right now.
I have to shit almost every time I do a set, but I rarely shit every time.
Can he take the mic in there and shit while he does his stuff?
Yeah, can I hold both mics during my set and just podcast my set for you guys?
Oh, no, yeah, peg
yourself.
Plug your Bolt Brewery show, peg your show.
Oh, yeah, every second Saturday, I'm Gabe Ramirez. I have with a fellow comic, Alan Henderson, we produce a show at Bolt Brewery in La Mesa called Second Saturdays, and it's a really fun time. It starts at 8179 Center Street, La Mesa. Recruit for those shows?
I believe the term is called book.
Yeah. I let Alan handle that usually, and then we just talk about it once he has like a good lineup.
Oh, wait, can I do the 9th?
Yeah.
October 9th?
Is it the 9th?
October 9th.
4th. I think the next one, October 9th.
Yeah.
Is your math that good?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. Okay, yeah, if that's how it lines
look
up.
Yeah, I got booked.
Look at that.
That's his show. It's not Alan's show. That's his show. It's Gabe's show, goddammit.
We do it together.
Yeah. Oh, we're wrapping up.
Oh, yeah, we have to wrap it up because doors are open. You know what? We need more women on those lineups.
That's right.
You know, more women in higher positions in the workforce. Less women in porn. I'm over it, honestly.
Dimes to the dollar.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You can see Street Justice is the last Wednesday of every month at the American Comedy Company. It's free. Well, I mean, you were on just on the last one, so. You were just on the last one, yes. sure, you'll be on another one sometime, yes. There you go.
I love it.
Love wasting time.
Thanks all.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.